A real pleasure to have on the phone with us Clinton native Steve Horn, a well-known author. And good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Gary.
Glad to have you aboard here this morning. Now, you're going to be back in town tomorrow. What's going to be taking place?
Well, I'm in Ames right now. We had a book signing in Ames and met with some book clubs in the town of Huxley, Iowa. And tomorrow today we're headed up toward Clinton. Tomorrow we'll be having a book signing from 1 to 3 p.m. at Eastman House Furniture there in Clinton, 108 North 2nd Street. Okay. Susan Goddard Richardson invited us to come to her store and have a book signing. So we took her up on that, and we're looking forward to it.
Now, I know Sue, and you're two are about the same age. Did you know Sue prior to this at all, Steve?
Yes. Matter of fact, I graduated from high school in Comanche with Sue's brother. And she was a little bit ahead of me, but I'm not sure what year. I think she was at least a year or two ahead of me. I graduated from Comanche High back in 65, a mere 51 years ago. Can you believe that?
Yeah, one of the first graduating classes for Comanche, because I believe the Comanche students or area used to come up to Clinton High School, right?
That's correct. Matter of fact, I started my freshman year at Clinton High and was a River King for a half a year, and went to Comanche and became an Indian.
Again, we're visiting with Steve Horn. Now, Steve, how did you get started as an author?
Well, you know, Gary, I've always written. I was writing stories clear back in high school more than a half century ago. But it was one of those things that I just did for my own entertainment. Never attempted to publish really anything. My career path took a decidedly different course of direction. Ended up being dean of the College of Agriculture at the University of Wyoming and a full professor in animal and veterinary sciences. And I retired 7 years ago. I'm professor emeritus now, and I decided that I wanted to try publishing some of the things that I had been thinking about and writing about. And so a different type of publishing. You know, in the academic world, we published in professional academic journals, peer-reviewed journal articles, and of course that's not for the faint of heart. So I was well used to the fact that there's a tremendous amount of rejection in this area. So that was my start, and I turned to fiction, and for a number of reasons. People tend to be entertained, let their guard down, and they learn more when you're telling them a story. When you're telling a story in the academic world, people have their guards up. You know, they're critical and they're skeptical. Whereas when you're telling people that same story in a work of fiction, they tend to let their guards down and they learn more. So a lot of my writing, long story short, has to do with sending a message. All of my fiction is based on, you know, historical events, and there's usually a good moral to the story.
Visiting with Steve Horn. Steve, we've got a couple more minutes with you, and again, thanks so much for the time. Again, he is going to be in town tomorrow afternoon at Eastman House in downtown Clinton. Your character, Steve or Sam Dawson, how'd you come about him?
Oh, Sam, yeah. Well, Sam is not your typical sleuth. Matter of fact, he's not the hero figure that you would see in most mystery suspense novels. Sam is an anti-hero, actually. He's got a lot of flaws, but people identify with him. People tend to like Sam Dawson. He's a photographer, and he doesn't set out to get involved in mysteries, but somehow gets drug into them. In this latest novel, the novel that we'll be signing at Eastman House Furniture this Saturday from 1 to 3, it's called When Good Men Die, and Sam is on assignment. He's a photographer of cemeteries, and he publishes coffee table type books, and he's in northern Minnesota, and he gets caught up in a murder there. He's accused actually of a murder in a nursing home, and to clear his name, to defend himself, he finds himself having to actually solve the mystery. And it's a Gordian knot of a mystery. It's a really a different type of a mystery, in that it's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery. And so people who like mystery suspense, I think, will really like this book.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be a great day. When Good Men Die by Stephen W. Horn. He's going to be at Eastman House. They're located at 108 North 2nd Street in Clinton tomorrow from 1 to 3. And, sir, safe trip. And thank you so much for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Gary. And thanks to KROS Radio.